The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm really sick of the fighting that's happening between me and my husband, DJ Automatic here. Last night we had a huge pillow fight in the bed. Good morning. No, I'm serious, Anthony. It's like fifth grade again. Good morning. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
This is the Dana Cortez Show. Otto and I sleep together. Obviously, we're married. Now I know why people used to have twin beds back in the day. Because you know why?
You're ready to move on to that part of our life? My grandma and grandpa used to do that.
Well, that was how it was back then. But now I know why. Because you are a pillow thief. Anthony, I woke up in the middle of the night and I was like, what is going on? My pillow was gone. I was in the tiniest corner of our king size bed. It was me, Otto, and the rest of the bed. I had no covers. I was like, what is happening here?
I basically deboed Dana's pillow.
So you know what I did? I got my pillow, another one, and I hit him with it, and I didn't let him know.
And why I woke up?
Yes.
I woke up, and I was like, what's going on? And then I was like, I felt myself like pushing Dana and grabbing her pillow, and I was like, what am I doing?
I didn't want him to know I hit him, so I said, what's wrong? I was like, hey, you should probably scoot over. And he's like, okay. Oh, my gosh. I was like, I can't even.
I can't believe you assaulted me in my sleep.
It was a pillow. And I'm only 5'2". You have a whole side.
You know, I'm establishing dominance.
Was it a little pillow?
No, it's a big pillow. And the thing was like, as I was, I woke up, I obviously from being struck by the other pillow, but I woke up and I was pushing her and I was grabbing the pillow away.
It was awful.
I don't know if I was having a dream or what I was doing.
I don't know, but you did ask, why am I grabbing? I said, I don't know why. I've read, though, in certain countries, I think it might be a Scandinavian thing, that they put something in between each other. They sleep together, but they have two comforters.
Oh.
Two comforters, and it keeps you kind of separated but together all at the same time. I think we're going to have to go the Scandinavian route because the Mexican route is not working where we share everything. It's not working.
The tiger blanket doesn't work the same way.
I need my own tiger blanket. I'm going to get you another one. You can figure it out. Anthony is a single man. This is a question that I've often wondered in your life. How do you deal with sleeping with somebody who's stays the night for a pajama party?
Well, they don't usually stay the night.
What?
You don't let them sleep over?
Anthony. No.
That's not mine. They usually want to leave. Nobody wants to. And that's a very intimate thing to be sleeping next to a person.
Wait.
You don't think it's a little. Think that's more intimate than what happened before?
Yeah, I'm like.
Nah, dude. That's just a little team bonding. That's all that is. I've been there where I've had some women who are like, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, you could hang out for a while. Then she hits you with so what are you going to do now?
You're like, I'm going to go to sleep, so, lady.
this is a very nuanced situation to me, but I've been in that thing. And I think sleeping compatibility is so huge, especially when it comes to the pillow and the blanket situation, because I've never been with a pillow thief, but I have been with a blanket thief.
How do you do? What did you do? Did you buy a separate blanket? Did you do the Scandinavian style, like I just said?
Oh, no, I did the American man style. I left home and never came back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A Whataburger manager had to use a trash can to defend employees from a customer who jumped over the counter and assaulted them.
Oh,
I don't know if they didn't.
What in the Waffle House is going on?
I have no idea. I don't know if they didn't get their sweet tea, if their spicy ketchup wasn't, you know, they get enough in the bag. I don't know what happened. But what struck me, well, not the manager, but what was odd to me is that I feel like he's defending his employees while some are calling for him to be fired because they said it went too far. Now, this is audio of the moment that he's taking this guy out with a trash can. This is the trash can hitting the man over and over.
Okay. Whoa.
We actually caught up with one of the women who was there waiting for her order.
He needs some milk.
No, that's not really true. Look, I am not someone who ever condones violence. You've never heard me come on this show and say, oh, it's okay to hit somebody. But in this case, the man was aggressive and he had struck and assaulted these employees. What are you supposed to do? Let your, you know.
I saw the video. I didn't see him, the guy attacking the other employees, but the guy, the manager was hitting him with a plastic trash can. It wasn't that big a deal.
No, I mean, it is a big deal, Otto. You don't just do that.
I don't think
because
he should have got fired for it, though, because
he didn't get fired. There's people calling for him to be fired.
For what? For him defending his employees over some crazy man?
First two hits were self-defense, and I agree with that. The last three, that was like, okay. Anger management, bud.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's not anger management.
Do you know how many times a day he probably has to deal with somebody coming in there acting a fool?
Well, I understand that. This is different. Acting a fool, I've seen lots of managers at various places that deal with customers acting irate. This is someone physically assaulting your employees. You have to defend them. Exactly. What are you supposed to do? People that are asking him
he
to
deserves
be fired
a raise.
That he went too far. We're going to post the video. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram to watch it. And we'll also post us talking about it because I'd like to continue this conversation. So, Otto, you said earlier that you were going to share a story with us. You were working. Somebody verbally and physically assaulted you and nobody came to your defense. No manager. What happened?
This is a long time ago. This is before Dana and I were even knew each other. I was DJing at a club. These girls came behind the DJ booth and they lifted up their shirts.
Oh, no.
And of course, I was not going to stop them. So I...
hold on. Where are we going with this?
I love the story so far.
I don't.
But I mean, to be honest, I really didn't care because I was, you know, concentrating on DJing.
Sure.
So they leave. And
great
I have to,
way
go
to talk to your wife about it.
They leave the DJ booth. I have to go to the restroom. So I go to the restroom. I come out of the restroom and I get bottled and stabbed and jumped because I think it had something to do with those girls.
It was probably the girl's boyfriend.
That's what I figured. So
wait, the bottle?
I got hit with a bottle over the head. Then I got stabbed in the arm.
With the bottle?
With the bottle.
Oh my
and then
gosh.
I got jumped. And then I proceeded to go back to the DJ booth because after I like got myself situated and say, stop that guy in the Brian Urlacher jersey. And then for some reason, somebody else wanted to fight me from there. And then I got jumped again.
No wonder you're defending the Whataburger guy.
I wish one of the security guards would have defended me.
Did nobody defend you?
The one and only time I ever worked at this club, and I never worked there again after that.
No management, nothing came to
nobody came to help me. Well, a friend came to help me.
Did the girls ever put their shirts back on?
I don't know what happened to the girls, Ann. Doing what I needed? I needed some milk. That's what I needed.
He needs some milk. Seriously. Okay. I'm going to post the video. Like I said, you can look at it and decide for yourself if the manager should be fired. I think he's a hero. He defended his employees. There was no crime committed here, all right?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are Kendrick and Drake actually going to do a collab? Something Kendrick just did has people thinking it might happen. Let's talk about it after celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Stephen Colbert celebrating his birthday, Robert Pattinson, Morgan Wallen, and Debbie Ryan.
Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us, was deleted from YouTube. His album, GNX, was gone from Apple. Like, you couldn't find this music anymore. Remember, in days, Drake is dropping Iceman. Are we getting a Kendrick-Drake collab? Is this like an olive branch? Is this planned? Was it an accident? Can you find out, Otto, you're the music guy. Can you text one of the label guys and ask what happened?
I'll ask him. But hold on.
Their theories are everywhere.
I think it's signs towards a collab because, like, why else would Kendrick delete it and Kendrick's team delete it if they're not trying to, like, wave a little bit of a white flag and saying, hey, you know, we're going to remove this energy from the internet?
Or are they trying to remove Drake's Iceman energy? Like, let's get us talking about Kendrick again because Drake's going to do, like, a streaming, you know, thing and show out the new music. It's like, that could
they're
be
doing
it too.
Something. So I just text the main guy from the label and I said, what happened with the whole Kendrick album and Not Like Us coming down off
right?
the internet?
Okay.
And he said, I have no idea.
That means they know. They know. They know what happened.
That was a quick, idea.
That's too fast. That's too fast. I would love to see a Drake-Kendrick collab. That would make me so happy. In fact, very few things would make me happier. I just don't know. These two people don't like each other, and they haven't liked each other for a very long time.
But it's like, at a certain point, you guys are both grown men. It's all just words, and you guys both have children that look up to you. Like, be able to put the differences aside and be a positive example for the young children in
your
life.
You're middle-aged men at this point.
True. Or this is the greatest rap WWE move of all time, where they planned this in 2024 and rode the whole thing out the entire time. The lawsuit, everything.
Nah, no way. Ain't nobody dropping that kind of money, Otto.
And they wouldn't have said the things they said about each other had they been. No. But I mean, it would be genius if they did do that.
Them making peace, though, making a song together.
It would be huge for both their careers.
I mean, that would be the biggest thing. And hip hop needs that more now than ever before.
Man, so many people who have made their entire identity, Drake or Kendrick, are going to be so upset. I can't go on the internet without somebody being like, you play too much Kendrick. You play too much Drake. I'm like, you care too much about other people's beef.
You don't even know them. Yeah, and it's all good music anyway. Would you like to see a Drake-Kendrick collaboration? Would you like to see these two come together and make amends?
I once
went on tour together.
I mean, they made music together a few different times.
Yeah. 877-730-DCS1. Text or tap in. Back with more coming up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm ready to give you a Dana Cortez Show hoodie or a t-shirt. We're going to play Who's Lying?
Yeah!
I'm so excited about this. Okay. Hi, good morning. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Justin A.
Justin A, you're caller 9. You're going to get to play. Let's go.
Yay. Woo,
woo, woo. Yay. Oh, my gosh. Okay, listen. Myself, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, my husband, and our best friend, Anthony A, will each go around the room and tell you something about ourselves. The catch is somebody is telling a lie. If you guess correctly who it is, you win the hoodie or the t-shirt. So I'm going to go first. Well, obviously, my name is Dana Cortez. We just established that. And although I'm not a classically trained actor, I did win a speaking role in Emmy Award winning and still one of the most syndicated TV shows in history, Breaking Bad. I was in Breaking Bad. And I had another speaking role in a CBS TV show called In Plain Sight. And because of that, I still get residual checks to this very day. After telling that story, I don't know if anybody would believe that. The way I just spoke.
DJ Automatic here. I actually had a reoccurring role on Barney as a child. I was the child DJ in the later episodes of him. I don't know if you saw him, but I didn't really DJ because of music licensing, but I did get a job on the radio because of having that, you know, that gig, and it turned it into a career.
I love you.
I can't even hear that song anymore.
Yo, what's up? And what's up, Anthony A? And I was actually on Bar Rescue Season 9, Episode 8, and I went in. I was part of the recon team, and I thought I was delivering a lot of good one-liner jokes, but the only thing they kept, the only line that they kept in my Paramount Plus debut was me saying, chimichangas?
Okay, Justin, if you can guess correctly who's lying, you win the DCS merch. Who's lying?
I think DJ Automatic is lying about the Barney thing. I love Barney.
I was not on Barney.
When I was a kid, okay? I like Barney so much. I remember everybody on Barney. So.
She's like, there was no DJ.
We never had a DJ on Barney.
Nice try. It was a DJ, but it wasn't that DJ.
I never even watched Barney. Did they have a DJ on there?
You did watch Barney.
Yeah, it was Barney. It was Baby Bop and DJ.
Yeah, Baby Bop. Remember?
That was a bad lie then.
Yeah, we found the wrong one this time.
Yeah, you didn't watch Barney.
She's like, you don't know, okay? She knows about Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato and everybody.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
You are so funny, girl. Okay, thank you for making us your new number one morning show. Girl, it means the world to me. I love you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I love you guys, too.
Oh my
gosh. I listen to you guys every morning.
Yes. Oh. Don't hang up. Producer Jack has to get all your details. Hold on. Oh, my gosh. She said, Baby Bop DJ, you was not the one.
I didn't even know what she was talking about.
I did, because I had to watch that with my daughters.
I should have gone with Bozo the Clown like I thought initially.
Nobody knows what that is.
And that's why you should have gone with it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Demaree Ardell Wilson is suing Whataburger for $1 million because they put onions on his burger and he said no onions.
Oh, what? About time. As a man who...
Anthony!
I am anti-onions on my burger, and you know what? I kind of stand with Mr. Wilson here. Somebody had to take this to the next level.
Pick them off. off. Open your burger and make sure the order is right. What are we doing here? They're just onions. Pick them off, flick them into the trash can like the rest of us.
Is this man allergic to onions or something?
Automatic, yes. He claims he's allergic to onions, but he's filed multiple lawsuits against other places.
Yeah, I saw he filed against Sonic.
For putting onions on his burger.
For $1 million.
Yes, it's time that me, Anthony A., and my representative and my client, Mr. Wilson here...
Time for you guys to get paid?
Yes. We're tired of being underrepresented by the people who think that it's just it's a taste thing or it's a flavor thing. No, it's a medical condition for some people.
It's a medical condition.
Yes, it is.
I don't know. He's had some kind of, hospital bills. He did have to go to the doctor. But did he die?
For onions?
That's what I'm saying, automatic. I'm not so sure.
I mean, I just got a to-go order of Equali from Chipotle the other day, and I'm not trying to sue them.
You didn't even call them and let them know, which I told you. You need to call them and tell them because there might be
what
something.
What are they going
to
do? What if I call them, maybe I could sue them.
What'd you do?
No, automatic.
You could, dude. Yeah. Is this just a silly suit against Whataburger? On the surface, it is. But when you step back and you peel that extra layer of onion off, you get down deeper, you get that, man, are we attacking the insurance issue here in America?
No,
I think we are.
I guess not. And to be honest, I always go back anyway if they get my order wrong.
Really? Right away?
But I'm the person that will call. I am going to call you and let
you
know.
That's why I married her, because I'll say, Dana, call him.
I will call and let them know, hey, I ordered this, that, and the other, and log my name down. And at least half the time, I'm going to go back and get my stuff.
Do you know how many free pizzas we've gotten?
They're not free.
Over 30 minutes in delivery time. And guess what? Dana actually calls and says it took longer. And then we'll give you a free pizza.
If I order pepperoni with jalapeno, that's what I want. I don't want pepperoni with green peppers or whatever you're throwing on there. Don't you think you should call?
Yeah, I do.
I know it's not just me that does that.
No. Well, not you, but the ability to call back and get free pizza is one of the coolest things about you. That's really dope.
And also at a restaurant, I'm sorry, I used to serve. And I know it's not the server, unless you wrote it down wrong. Sometimes it is the server. But if my order is wrong, I'm going to tell you, take it back to the kitchen and bring it back right. And I'm not rude about it either, because I don't want anybody doing something to my food.
You don't always have to be rude.
No, automatic.
No, you don't. But I don't know what it is about me. I'm similar to automatic, where it's like, if something's wrong with my food for the majority of the time, I'll just take it.
Do you know how many times I've picked a hair out of my food and been like, eh?
Yeah.
Automatic is the king, though. Every time we eat out, he gets a hair in his food.
Ew.
Even at the house, but at least it's my hair. Hey, catch everything we do on the Dana Cortez Show podcast, wherever you stream podcasts on demand. We'll be right back. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance.